You're listening to the Oracle of You podcast. Each day on the show, I will share a reading from the Oracle cards. And know that whenever you are listening to this very episode is exactly the right time for you to receive the message from the cards. Let's get on with the show. Welcome back to another episode of the Oracle of You podcast. I'm your host, Beth Hewitt. This is episode 14. And I want to thank all of the listeners who've been listening to this show for however long. I hope you get a lot of information and guidance from these cards. Remember, whenever you are listening, it's exactly the time for you to listen. It doesn't matter if you're listening today or 3 months, 6 months, 3 years down the line. It really doesn't matter. When you receive the messages from the card is exactly how you're supposed to hear them. And you can even listen to the same episode and receive different guidance because it's all about how we interpret things in the moment. So the cards that we've got today are the King of Staves from the Tarot Mooch deck. We've got the Hunger card. Interesting, because I was just watching the Hunger Games on Sunday, from the Prism Oracle card deck. And we've got the Don't Dim to Fit In card from the Work Your Light Oracle card deck by Rebecca Campbell. It says, don't dim to fit in. How are you dimming your light in order to fit in? So the King of Staves is a really strong, powerful character who's staking his stave literally in the ground. He is about strategy and focus and ambition. And he's really here to assert his ability to bring forth whatever he sets his intentions on. And so you've been reminded right now, because we've got both the Hunger card and the Don't Dim to Fit In card, you might have this hunger, this passion, this drive to do something. You might have this mission, this life purpose that you want to do, that you want to fulfill. But for whatever reason, you haven't yet done that. And so you may need to be like the King of Staves and stake your intention firmly in the ground to show up and represent and have that identity of somebody who is here to do the thing in the world. And that no longer do you need to dim or lessen your light in order to dampen that which you desire. You desire to be who you want to be, to assume the identity that you want to assume, and to really put your power and energy and intention behind this hunger and passion that you hold for yourself. So how are you dimming your light right now? Sometimes we dim our light in order to make other people feel less uncomfortable. Sometimes us shining our light so bright can make our family, can make our friends feel a little bit scared about, what is she up to? Is she going to leave me? What if she's so successful? Then what if we're not going to be friends anymore? But actually, we need to realize that in us shining our light and setting our intention and doing the thing that lights us up the most is actually the thing that gives permission to other people to do the same. When we shine our light, we are allowing and illuminating that path so that other people can walk that path too. You might be the first person in the family to do the thing, but in doing the thing, you are parting the way, you are creating a path, and you are carving out your own life for yourself. And sometimes we have to stake our stave in the ground and set that intention of, I am going to do this thing that I am most passionate about, that I am hungry for, and I'm going to do it regardless of what other people think or say. Or however people will feel, we are not responsible for how other people think, feel, and behave. We are only responsible for how we behave. And whilst people might not like it in the moment, whilst people might rear their heads and say nasty things or have actions that are counter to what you thought that person stood for, know that if you stay true to your path, if you shine your light, and you do the thing that has been calling you, you will be rewarded in so many ways, but also you will allow other people to see what is possible for them. When they see that light in you go on and you shine in the light and you take in action as you shine that light, other people will start to see what's possible for them. And if you have children, then your children will see this in you. They will see mum or dad is doing the thing that he loves. And In doing so, you are giving them permission to also dream and to hold a vision for themselves. So, what do you have a hunger for right now? What are you extremely passionate about? What do you want to bring forth into the world? And how can you stop dimming your light in order that you can be the very best version of yourself? Don't dim your light to fit in with people who don't get your vision and dreams. Shine your light so brightly so that the people who need to be in your life, the people who want to resonate with you, who need what you have to offer, you will be the beacon. You will be the lighthouse, shining that light so that people can find you. But also, like a lighthouse, you can warn people off, but in a nice way. You can say, this is what I stand for now. And if you don't want to be part of this, you don't need to come so close to the shore. You don't need to come so close to me. So, how can you assert more who you are, your identity, and the thing that you're most passionate for? And how can you shine your light so brightly? Really think on that. Maybe journal on that. Maybe the question is, how are you dimming your light right now in order that you can fit into your comfort zone when where you really need to be fitting is in the space that you have carved out for yourself in order that you can shine and let other people do the same? This is a short and sweet episode today. I hope you have resonated with today's episode. I would love to know what you think about the show. You can email me at support@visualizeyou.com, or you can sign up to the podcast for all future episodes at oracleyou.com. And if you're interested in being part of the gratitude journey, the next gratitude journey, whenever that comes up, you can join us at journeytogratitude.com. And I will speak to you soon.
Hi, listener. I really hope you have enjoyed today's reading and that it has resonated with you on some level. If you ever want to find out more about the work that I'm doing in the world, especially in relation to visualization, gratitude, and the power of Oracle, then head to oracleyou.com. There you'll find information on my business club, on my gratitude journal, and my 30-day gratitude and vision building event. I look forward to working with you in the future. And until tomorrow, keep believing in you.